Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the podcast. It's me, the host of this show, and your friend, Julianne. And for today's podcast episode, I want to talk about a very important topic, getting back on track. I have not been on the right track, on the track that I want to be on for a while, honestly, for weeks. And now I'm keeping myself accountable. I follow these steps. These are steps that I've followed before as well, ways to get back on track after you messed up, after you've fallen off that track. And hopefully it helps you too, my friend. It is tough to get back on track after you've messed up, after you've fallen back into your unhealthy, bad habits, but it is possible. So here are 8 effective and powerful strategies that will help you get back on track today. Number 1, identify the root cause of your failure. Albert Einstein once said, "If I had an hour to solve a problem, I'd spend 55 minutes thinking about the problem and 5 minutes thinking about solutions." Okay. Identify the root cause of your failure. For example, you'll discover that there are common triggers that cause you to fail. Maybe it's stress from life changes, relationship issues. Maybe it's because of boredom and frustration with lack of progress. Maybe it's injury or illness. Maybe it's a drastic change in your environment. Maybe you're just trying to do too much too quickly. So take some time off and reflect, identify the triggers that cause your habits to fail, and you might uncover some unique strategies that work well for you. For example, if you find out after reflecting that the boredom of eating the same food every day made you binge eat, then you can try fitting in new recipes, meal times to deal with this. Number 2, create a schedule and stick to it. Another quote from Peter Drucker, he said, "Unless commitment is made, there are only promises and hopes, but no plans." It is very important to have a schedule. Whenever I write things down on my journal and on my calendar, it usually happens. I stick to it. But whenever I don't, it's 50-50. I might forget. I don't hold myself accountable. I'm not organized. I don't have a schedule, so it might not happen. Sticking to a schedule will help prevent you from beating yourself up after messing up, re-engage with, and stay focused on the habit for the next time. Number 3, use your current habits to restart the behavior. Instead of building the habit back up from scratch, why not use the momentum of your current habits? Simply look for current habits you already have on autopilot, things that you do on a regular, and use them as a reminder for those you would like to build up again. For example, a habit that I have still been doing, even though I've been off track, is that I still fix my bed every morning. I still hydrate every morning. But honestly, to be quite frank with you, I have stopped journaling. I have stopped saying my everyday affirmations. I've only recently integrated them back into my routine. But the fact that I do have some habits on autopilot, such as fixing my bed and seeing the sunlight in the morning and hydrating myself, it helps me build up the other good habits back into my daily routine. Number four, get back to the basics. It is tempting to try to do too much too quickly, especially when you're trying to get back on track quickly, but this can be counterproductive for making progress. Don't make your life too difficult that it will be really hard for you to get started and stay consistent. Okay, get back to the basics. Take things one at a time. Number five, embrace imperfect starts. Margaret Atwood once said, "If I waited for perfection, I would never write a word." This must be difficult for people who are perfectionists. We cannot be perfectionists. We cannot wait for things to be perfect and then we can start. Okay, we just need to start. Instead of worrying about doing it right the first time, why not just simply get started right now? Remember, it is easier to make changes once you're already in motion. Number six, change your environment. Is your environment designed for success or failure? Okay, it's not just about the people around you, but it's also the items, colors, sounds, and the like that trigger your behaviors. Okay? So here are a few examples of how to use this to get back on track with your habits. If you want to go to bed earlier and sleep more, an hour before bed, turn off your phone and maybe have a book in hand to read until you sleep. If you want to eat more vegetables, green vegetables, use dark green plates. Research has shown that we tend to eat more portions of food types that match the color of the plates we use. If you want to exercise more, pack your gym clothes in a bag the night before the workout and place them right next to your bedroom door. So those are just a few examples. Make the necessary changes to your environment to make it easier for you to get back on track. Number seven, keep yourself accountable. You must. It can be a real challenge to get back on track, especially if you don't have accountability to anyone who is counting on you to show up. Okay? An effective way to keep yourself accountable is to journal. You could have a food journal, a feelings journal, any kind of journal. Okay? And here's an example. If you are trying to lose weight, you can create a notebook where you keep a food journal. And in this journal, you could write down the date and the number of days completed, including what you eat, as well as your cravings and struggles. And as time goes by, you'll actually try your best to keep the chain of days going without messing up. And if you do actually mess up, you can always look at your notes for trends and uncover the root causes of the failure to prevent it from happening again. Keep yourself accountable. And number eight, you can try a different approach. So if you tried and messed up on sticking to a habit several times in the past, you should try considering a different approach, okay? For example, if waking up at 5 a.m. in the morning to start writing or working on your business causes you to burn out after a couple of weeks, you could try working at 11 a.m. instead. Sometimes what works for most people, including some of the best practices, might not work well for you. You can mix things up and experiment. Most of all, remember that it is never too late to get back on track. Our last quote for today's podcast episode is from Mary Pickford. She said, "Supposing you have tried and failed again and again, you may have a fresh start any moment you choose, for this thing we call failure is not the falling down, but the staying down." My friend, you only fail if you stay down. You can always get back up. You can always bounce back. We can always get back on track. I am so grateful that I am finally back with the right mindset to get back on track. Thank the Lord God for that. I believe that my faith helps me so much to bounce back and to keep going on this journey called life. My friend, I also want to remind you that your presence has purpose. There's a reason why you're here. And you have time to change, grow, and be the person you believe you are meant to be. Please do tag me on Instagram story, share this podcast episode with family, friends, people who you think need to hear this, and I will talk to you on the next podcast episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.